Dear Diary, it's Doric. I'm not sure what happened last time. I remember there was an amazing breakfast downstairs with a crab and cheese muffin, and a tavern full of pirates. Did I kill someone? I don't remember. I don't know. I just remember hanging out with pirates and singing and having a great time with them. Why was I drinking that early in the morning?
Said alcoholics everywhere.
Yup. Hey, Doric, you might want to lay off the sauce a little bit. It's pretty early in the morning.
I mean, I was just trying to make friends with the pirates.
All right, fair enough.
So the big pirate there says, "It's never too early to drink, wee man."
I mean, listen, your time and place, right? He just killed a man. Actually, you know what? I'd argue you might have to drink even more after a day like that.
You as nanny?
Yeah, essentially.
Another round for the table.
Yeah, the pirates will all kind of let out a cheer.
You know, listen, fair enough. I just don't want this dummy to get arrested again.
We've been here a week. He'll be fine. Go nanny someone else.
Don't worry, they seem to be good men. I mean, they're under the command of Commander Courageous. They're good pirates, I promise you. Don't worry, guy.
You know, those are famous last words, and I'm going to worry myself right out the door.
Here, hold my beer.
Me?
No, I was talking to one of the pirates. Doric. Stumbles.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I don't know why. I'm not supposed to take the cup with me.
Doric stumbles over, wraps his arm around Guy and goes, "Don't worry. I have a plan. You go do you." He pats him on the back just a little bit too hard. And then makes his way back to the pirates. "Where'd my beer go?"
Guy looks over at the pirates. "All right. I'll leave him with you, but if he breaks anything, I ain't paying for it."
Yeah, so one of the pirates will hand you back your beer.
He'll throw it on back.
I'm going.
I think it sounds like another.
Was that a
save, please?
Fortitude. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Roll it. That is a 28.
28. All right, you seem to actually take that one pretty well.
Good, because he's already a little stumbly.
Hey, Silver, how much are drinks again? Okay. Like 2 silver?
That reminds me, I do need to deduct that from my inventory.
Yeah, it was 2 silver.
Right. I'm gonna put... stuff. 2 gold on the table at the pirates, and it's like, "All right, that's for babysitting them. Have a good one, y'all. I'm gonna head out." It's a few drinks. I think it's a fair exchange.
And the crew at the table will kind of taunt, like, "Oh, the natty's gone. It's time to go have fun." And everybody starts cheering and carrying on, making a ruckus.
Agrees with them. You know, "Yes, let's have a good time. What do we do? I'm feeling rather piratey. What should we do?"
"The first thing about pirating when you're in port, after drinking that is making sure there is nothing that you need to do from the captain. You never want to get..."
"Well, I would love to go and meet your Commander Courageous."
They'll kind of chuckle at that. Oh, she definitely is courageous.
Is she on the boat?
It'd be a ship, lad, not a boat.
Is she on the ship?
Yes, and a boat is what you take to come to shore. It's one of the little thing with oars. Anything with sails is a ship.
Well, let's go see her, and while we walk there, you can regale me of how you came to Nordica. I don't see this cold place being a very piratey place.
Oh, well. That was definitely a tale, and as they're kind of... A couple of them will kind of take you out of the tavern and start heading towards the ship. And they'll just be like, yes, that was a tale. The storm, we were heading north, and a storm rolled in. So we battened down the hatches, tied everything down, and came in to wait out the storm. And the only one on deck, the lookout in the storm, told us that something happened, and it was all quiet. And next thing we knew, we were heading directly towards an iceberg.
What? Were you in the cold waters?
No, the waters around home are nothing like the waters up here.
Okay. So,
we were leaving an island with palm trees and dates.
Do you mean women of the night?
No, dates as in food.
I've heard of these.
Oh, we have some on board.
Then I would like to try a date. I consider myself a connoisseur of food and beverage.
That's not a spell storm, but that's okay, notes. So yeah, so they'll take you down to the docks. And they're kind of laughing and, you know, telling jokes. Some of the crew members are leaving the ship to head to the tavern. These ones are coming back to, you know, relieve and work on stuff. And they're, you know, shooting each other barbs and making fun of each other a little bit. And just razzing each other. You notice some of the people that are leaving the ship this time around, there's a couple other distinctive looking characters. There's like a fox looking person. There's a big orc person.
Okay.
Male. It looks like two, they have scales like lizards. And they're all heading back to the tavern as the group of four is heading back to the ship. They're switching places.
I don't remember from the books. Commander Courageous, what type of person is she?
Well, she's actually an elf of the former Imperial Navy. She left to help those of us who... We're in the islands at the time.
Fascinating. So y'all are quite the ragtag group of rapscallions.
We prefer scoundrels, but rapscallion does have a fun ring to it.
It does, doesn't it? It rolls off the tongue much, especially after a few drinks. Has anyone got any more to drink as we walk along? I don't have the flask that Theo got. All I have is this feather that makes a watch this.
And Dort activates the feather to make a holly bush just right there, like next to a building.
This random bush just pops up on the streets.
Theo, he's drunk. He wants to show off a little bit, impress the pirates, and so he makes the holly bush.
Mm-hmm.
Theo got the flask. I really could use another drink. That last one didn't didn't die. I think they watered it down at the tavern.
Oh, that's the Butch is a fun trick. You'll like our first mate. He's got a cool little trick too.
What kind of trick?
We'll let him show you when we get there.
I don't remember the first mate in the book. I really don't feel like I remember a whole lot at this point in time.
And Dort just starts laughing, all, you know, kind of walking a little haphazard. Not like messing around, but you can tell he's lost a step. He's one might call him affected by clumsy. If you wanted to put,
he's yeah, definitely not walking in a straight line. So one of the pirates will pull out a flask. He says, "Here, try some of this. It's what we have on the ship."
Doric will throw it back, not questioning what it is at all.
Okay, so it's got a very almost like a thick, almost like a syrupy type texture to it. And I need a fortitude save, please.
There's a 29.
Jeez. Yeah, so it's the syrupy type texture, and it has this like really sweet taste at the end.
That is quite good, my friend.
Yes, we got it from some of the islands. They brew it themselves. It's actually not legal in the Corvithian kingdoms. So we were trying to smuggle it into port on our way before we hit the storm.
You really are a group of scoundrels, aren't you?
I think a couple of them will kind of give that that exaggerated bow. So you head out when you get out on the docks. There's a couple more people kind of walking around the ship. You'll spot two dwarves. They're on my brain just completely blanked what they're called. The little baskets where they're tied up on the deck and go down.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called. Okay, so is the boat like docked or is it anchored out in the bay?
So it's not quite docked, but it's pretty close. And they'll tell you that the reason why they're not docked is because they weren't sure if the water was deep enough to reach the docks for their ship. But it's pretty close to the docks. And you'll notice there's from this distance. Give me a perception check.
Little tanker. That's an 11.
So you'll notice, I mean, it's pretty obvious kind of coming up towards the ship as you're heading out towards the little boat there on the dock as they all kind of pile in and start rowing out to it. As you come around to the side of the ship, you'll see there's some, like, underneath where they're working on the crew's down on the side of the ship there. You'll notice there's some damage there.
Was your ship damaged in the storm you were talking about? What happened?
A little bit in the storm, a little bit in the icy waters, where our ship's built for the tropics. It's not built for the cold water with the ice and all that down here. We're basically built to withstand reefs and rocks, not ice.
Definitely very different things. You know, I happen to know a thing or two about storms. I am a cleric of Eros, if you could not tell.
Excellent, a cleric of Eros. Maybe you can help us get our shrine back.
I would be more than happy to help anyone with anything dealing with Eros.
Yeah, it's during some of the twisting and turning and rolling of the waves in the storm, we kind of had the shrine a little bit damaged, and we don't have somebody on our ship that is a priest of Eros. So we did our best at putting it back together again, but it would be good to have somebody, an expert,
looking over. I would be more than happy to do whatever I can to help such a wonderful rapscallion group of pirates such as yours. I'm sorry, sir. What was it you said? Dort rubs his head, trying to think of what they referred to themselves, and the word just completely eludes him.
They'll chuckle, let him stew for a little bit, and then
that's right, y'all. Scoundrel pirates.
So they'll bring you around, and you head up onto the, you get up to where they have the ladder and the ropes to basically pull the little boat up to the ship, and you get up on board, and now this is where you start seeing some really wild. So give me a perception check to look over some of the crew.
Is a 21.
That's not too. That's so, a heck of a roll, even stupefied on.
Yes, it is. So the most outlandish appearing person you see on this vessel, there's two that probably tie for like the most outlandish for appearances. One is a canine looking person, the whole snout and all. And they have this, they're currently working and looking at the cannons, like looking them over, you know, and they're like inspecting the cannons, getting the lights and stuff out to really, really go in depth. And the other one, who happens to be shouting out orders, is a jet black cat man. Among all the other, you know, elves, there's elves, there's a couple gnomes, humans. It's just basically a little bit of everything is on this vessel. Men and women.
Is it more like shepherd, Labrador, Shih Tzu?
Looks more. I'd say Labrador. More of that Labrador appearance.
Y'all have just such. There's a wide variety of people upon this ship. I've never seen some people that look like these people that you pirates, you scoundrel pirates are. I mean, look, how do those two get along? I wouldn't think that those two,
and distinctly points at the two that you mentioned. How?
I would think they would hate each other.
Well, they're definitely not friends, but the canid there, he's the gunnery chief. He's the one who makes sure all our cannons.
He makes things go
tip-top
boom.
Shape.
I like him.
And then the feline, he is our first mate.
How far away is the first mate?
Probably about 30 feet from when you get up onto the deck.
I'll lean into one of the pirates. You told me that your first mate has a trick. I need to also show your first mate my cloak. It's a cat cloak. Oh my god, what if it's made from one of his cousins? York says out loud.
So as he's kind of the feline man's yelling out commands, he'll turn to see the ship come up there, and he says, "You two, you're next on the hull duty, and you, we need you to check over the storehouse. And who the hell is that?"
"My name is Doric Meyerwood. I am friends with your pirates. We met in the tavern, and they brought me here. I'm here to help."
the one that's been talking to you, he'll have this big old grin on his face, and the cat looks at him and says, "You're not allowed to keep him."
I know I have a cat cloak on. That doesn't mean I'm a pet. Why would he say keep me?
And he has this hurt look on his face. Like, what? Like, is that all? I'm a pet. I'm an entertainment for you? Like, just this pained look on his face. Confusion and pain.
Well, the guy looks and says, no, he's making a joke.
Oh, and he'll point at the, they told me about you. They told me you like to have, you have tricks that you play on. That's what you were tricking on me.
He'll roll his eyes and say, well, what's he doing then? And the guy says, he's going to look over our shrines. Like, very well.
I am a cleric of error. I believe that last drink might be having an effect on me. Where's your shrine so that I may make sure that is good? That way you will have the blessings of Eros and be protected from storms in the future like the ones that brought you here.
So the big guy says, "Oh, right over this way," and he's going to head towards the main doors to head down into the ship proper.
Doric will follow behind as best he can.
So he'll open up the door and, you know, kind of motion you to head on down first. He says, "We'll get down to the bottom, and then you're going to walk 30 paces and 30 head to paces the left. And
turn to the left." Okay.
So Doric goes down the stairs. Is he going to remember the 30 paces to the left?
You can do whatever you want to do for that one.
I'm going to roll at disadvantage.
I got a wisdom for modifier for it.
Oh, well. Yeah, alright, that'll work. It's plus 4, so let's see what we get here. Let's see, 11, so 15 or a 17. Oh wait, I'm also clumsy and stupefied. Hang on. Shit, math. God, what does this do? Is it just minus 1 for each of those?
I believe you only get. Let's see, clumsy is. Okay. Clumsy is dex based. You don't got to worry about dex based. And then stupefied is a minus 1.
So an 11. 14? 14, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say you probably remember the
I feel like he miscounts a little bit. Oh, no, he said 30. Is Doric going down alone?
No, he follows behind you. He just held the door open. And
oh my! I didn't know you were there. So oh my god! I thought I was alone. Oh my god!
So as you step down, it very quickly gets dark because you're in the middle part of the ship. There's really no windows here. It's like a large hallway. You're also a dwarf.
So you there is dark vision. Too. I forgot I had that. No, I do.
I believe you do.
Yeah. Unless they
changed
it in the.
Yeah, I was trying to find that too.
Where it used to be? I feel like I have it, but I'm not sure where it would be. I know I did. But it's just a question of if in the what is that remaster? Okay,
you have dark vision.
Okay, so Doric will just make his way to the shrine of Eros there.
Yeah. So as you come down the landing, so at the very first part of the landing there, there are there's a series of, there's basically a door on either side. One is open. Excuse me. One is open, and you can hear somebody cooking inside that one. And there's kitchen staff, you know, pans knocking and banging and all the noise you hear in the kitchen. The other side opens into, it looks like another hallway that kind of wraps around. And you see, what you kind of see as you're walking through there is you kind of see some, through one of the rooms, there's hanging hammocks. Directly behind the stairs is like an open area where there's a couple things around there. There's a big table in the middle, and then behind that and over to the one side is like a mess hall. So it's just kind of like that sort of area down there. As you head towards the rear of the vessel, you make those 30 paces, and then on the left is a shrine to Eros. On the right is a shrine to Lucina.
You have two shrines here.
Well, I guess... Well, of course, those of us who've traveled the seas, many follow the god of storms, many follow the goddess of the oceans. It's better to keep both of them on your good sides when you're out at sea.
Now that you bring that to my attention, that is a good thought. I had not thought about that before. I'm trying to remember from the... from all the gods and everything. I can't remember what the word is, but that is like literally a pantheon. Thank you.
The pantheon.
I promise. Dork is the only one drunk. I'm just tired. It's been a long week. Eros and Lucinda. They weren't like best friends. Were they? There was almost a rivalry, is that right?
So, Eros and Lucina, they are at the same time rivals as well as lovers. Because Eros, being the god of winds and storms, versus Lucina, the goddess of the oceans... The winds and storms will affect the oceans, and the oceans affect the winds and storms. So they kind of have this mutually both beneficial and mutually exclusive domains. So depending on where it is in like history and the mythology, they are enemies, but they're also lovers at different points. Okay.
Well,
so much so in fact that there actually is in the land of Tilindor, it's a very, very, very small following, but there is a goddess that is the daughter of those two deities. Yeah, she is the goddess of the air, which Doric probably wouldn't know a whole lot about her because she's a very, like I said, very obscure deity in Tilindor.
Gotcha. Well, Doric would take a moment, look at both of the altars there. Is that the word to use? Is that it? Yeah. And shrine, that's the right word.
That's a shrine, altars, but
yeah, shrine.
I mean, it probably is like an altar with, you know, like a couple of relics and statues. It's just like a little area to
sacrifices
commune.
Sacrifices on, so...
It depends on how it's used.
Just kind of go and want to start checking it. Well, it does look... Well, I don't know. I guess I should roll to see what I see about it.
Yeah, sir.
Not in that.
Give me your religion check for that.
Religion?
A religion.
That is a 20. Oh, gods are on my side.
All right. So there's a couple things that are out of place. You can really easily kind of, you know, put stuff up where it's supposed to be. Kind of notice things that are broken with your experience of, you know, working with the reliquary and, you know, working in all the artifacts of Eros. You definitely have some expertise in that regard. So you can get the shrine back together again.
In all seriousness, y'all did a very good job. There's just a couple little things. It's more of like, you didn't do it wrong, but Eros likes it this way. Y'all, you tied a bow knot. It really should be a square knot right there.
And so he'll kind of
chuckle a little bit as you're going through fixing the stuff there.
But this should help and help protect and everything with this moving forward for you. For not having someone who's a cleric or priest of Eros here, y'all have done a wonderful job, a fantastic job for it. Like, good enough for government work, one might even say. Maybe not the government of Nordica, but...
So he'll chuckle a little bit. He says, yeah, we did lose our cleric not too long ago, so it made it a little bit more difficult to get the shrine back together again. We did our best off of memory.
You lost your cleric. Is anyone hurt? Does anyone... I can help with that, too, if it need be.
We still have a cleric of Lucina here. We just do not... Our cleric of Eros, he tragically died in one of our last skirmishes before we took this mission to smuggle.
Oh, that wonderful draught that you shared with me.
Exactly. And we figured since we're stranded and we're not going to be able to complete our delivery, we might as well open it up for ourselves.
I mean, that makes sense. Were I not on a mission right now with my friends, my compatriots, I would consider if you would take me on as part of your crew. I can at the very least guide you and tell you where you may find another cleric of Eros, should you desire also.
For as it stands currently, we are more looking towards getting our ship back to back to tip-top shape to be able to head back out. Sadly, it seems like the winter up here lasts a lot longer than what we were fearing. It did look like
quite
the
hole in a ship. Holes don't do well in hulls.
Dwarf thinks he's funny because he made a hole in hull and the words sound funny. It sounds similar to each other. So he feels like he made a joke and laughs at himself.
Well, since you're here and we got the shrine back together, would you like a tour?
Absolutely. I grew up in the Mire, the Mire Wood, hence the last name. I've spent time near the water. I ate a lot of seafood growing up in the Temple of Eros, to be honest with you. Never had the pleasure of many pirates meetings there. We didn't get many of those at the temple. However, they did read this book to us, and I promise you this is the ship from that book. Did you know that there is a book about this ship?
He'll be like, well, as far to my knowledge, there is not. This is, in fact, not a very old ship.
I'm fairly certain you're incorrect. I know I met the first mate, but I feel like I need to meet your Commander Courageous here also, just because I loved her story in the book. Such a valiant fighter for the cause.
So he actually does kind of chuckle at the once again the mention of Captain Courageous. He says, she probably won't appreciate the comparison.
Ooh, yeah, I mean it as an honor. I'm just confused. I saw the flags you'll fly. I promise that. Either that or someone had you. You must have based this ship upon the book.
I do not. Never heard of the book, my friend.
Well, no one ever said pirates were well-read individuals. That's oh, my apologies. I don't mean it that way. You all have been nothing but gracious hosts to me and everything. I would very much love to see the. By the way, what is the name of y'all's ship?
I could have swore that came on the notes when you guys first got here. Did I write that down correctly, or am I going to make a butt of myself?
I don't have the ship name. It's personal. At least I don't think I do.
Apparently, I did not write it down. So, oh boy.
Yeah, I've got the description of the two ships and the name of the tavern. That's all I've got.
Helps me open the right thing. Well, Buzz, right? I believe it was this, and if it's not, that's what it's going to be from now on. I'm going to write it down this time. Write down as the Bloody Queen. This is the Bloody Queen. It was a liberated ship from the Imperial Navy.
Well, might I say that is a bloody good name.
Dork again laughs at himself and his attempt at humor.
Well, it's a sure sight better than its original name.
What was it before?
Le Gem.
That does not roll off the tongue like the Bloody Queen.
Yeah, damn elves.
let us begin the rest of that tour that you were talking about. Now that we've got the shrine fixed and everything, I noticed kitchen earlier when we walked past, it smelled very delicious, honestly. Might you have any more of that liberated beverage upon the boat, too?
We do, but it will need to wait a little bit. You need to at least do a little bit of work before you're allowed to have some yourself. And Oswin is a tremendous cook, so that's what you were smelling earlier.
Well, let us go meet Oswin, then.
Oh, no. You do not bother Oswin when he's cooking, unless you want to lose a hand.
Dork looks down at his hand, the one that was stabbed earlier.
Yes, I like my hand quite a lot. And while I am a cleric, I don't think I could regrow a hand.
And he, like, holds up his hand and wiggles his fingers as he says it.
So he's like, let's go on this tour. So he'll lead you deeper into the vessel itself and then down into the actual hold where there is there's a bunch of casks of the drink that they were smuggling. A couple open ones, a couple open kegs and casks. And then on the other side there's also like, you know, some gems and different things they pilfered along the way. You'll notice inside the hold of what they pilfered, you'll notice there is a flag. It is it's a blue background with this golden emblem on it.
It does that. Would that be something that Doric has ever seen before?
No. So as you leave that area, he'll take you up to a couple other the areas on the ship. Along the back, there's more spaces for the crew to sleep. Over by the armory, where there is there's some unusual equipment for what you're used to seeing. He'll describe them as rifles. And a couple other, you know, more ship, like there's axes that have hooks to help board and stuff like that.
Are there
in this armory? And some other, you know, appearances, like different weapons
are there
and different things like that.
Cannons underneath, or are all of them on the deck?
So there are additional cannons as you kind of go along. There's a level between the hold and like a couple other spaces as you kind of go through. There's another level where there's a row of cannons, and then another level once again with a row of cannons on both sides.
Just out of curiosity, most ships tend to be made either for speed or for battle. Well, I'm assuming with a name like the Bloody Queen, Null would be more of a fighting ship as opposed to one who just outruns the trouble.
Well, that's actually the beautiful part about the Bloody Queen. Originally, the reason why she was called Le Gem was she was made to be the gem of the Imperial Navy. A ship that can carry as many guns as the frigates of the Corvithians, but the speed of their runners.
That.
She's fast, and she can
fight.
That
is impressive. You all have the whole package, essentially.
Yes, the only thing we lack that larger fighting ships would have was we have less armor on the hull.
That makes sense. If you put the armor on there, it would do nothing but slow you down. That's the same reason why clerics usually don't wear heavy armor or anything like that. At least my the clerics that I have worked with before at the temple.
Exactly, and because we are a little bit smaller, we have a smaller profile than a ship of the level of the number of cannons we carry. We have a much smaller profile than them, so it makes us a more difficult target to actually hit.
Well, being fast and being hard to see would definitely make it where you could be more nimble on the water.
So as you're kind of going through your tour, you're back up by the kitchen there, and you still hear the sounds of cooking. And there's a couple people in the actual mess hall. They're getting their food. And as you walk along the edge of the mess hall there, you see the map. And it's definitely not a map of Tilindor.
I've never seen that map before. Is that where you are from?
Most of us, yes. Actually, he's going to take you over the map there, and he's going to kind of point out a couple of different areas. And he's going to point at this one territory here. He says, this is the Corvinthian land. It's actually where I am originally from. A bunch of stuck-up devil worshippers, mostly. Built upon the ruins of an ancient empire that was lost to the world due to a pact with devils. It's a fun bit of history there, and actually some really ingenious designs for their cities themselves. They're also somewhere we don't generally go in a vessel like this. You'll notice that the Corinthian land is actually at the southernmost area of the map itself. He's like, other than the extreme northern parts of the country, it tends to get a little cold for our liking.
Well, maybe after coming up here, you can expand your territory to include some of the colder waters. You know, I believe there's things that they can do to ships to make it where they're better in cold weather, but that would probably slow you down too.
Yes, and going that far south in Corinthian territory is just a death sentence because we'd have no support going that far.
When you say devils, do you mean literal?
He'll kind of laugh. He says, well, they don't really worship devils anymore. That was the, like I said, that was the old civilization. They do, however, worship the civilization that they replaced. They view them as sort of like the original nest that brought them into the world.
Fascinating.
Kind of a, if that empire was not there, we would never have rose, sort of thing.
Interesting. Generally speaking, socioeconomic issues that completely elude me. But that makes sense. It really doesn't. He just says it does. Because he wants to look good in front of the pirates.
So then he points out the other two like major nations in the area. He says, this is where the captain's from in this vessel. The Elven Imperium. They are the northwesternmost entity on the map. The Elven Imperium are known for being very strict towards their colonies.
Stricter than the laws of Nautica, although I will say they do seem to get a little more lax the further north you get.
Well, let's just say the islands here, he's going to kind of point to, there's like a bunch of ambiguous islands kind of all around in between all the different nations. He says most of these islands were conquered by either the elves or the Corvithians, and they have all banded together in sort of merchant state allegiances. And that is where the pirates come from. We do not have an official navy per se, but we all do work together in assailing the abusers.
Is there a pirate king?
No, we actually are a democracy. Everybody votes for their captains and their officers, and then the captains and officers vote for the higher ups throughout the loose coalition that we have.
That is fascinating. I am surprised that kind of system would take root in the pirates, although I guess it would be kind of the opposite of a Imperium, you know, bucking the regular way of life.
Well, that's exactly why we have worked in that regard. We are against those who would oppress us, and all of those are monarchies of some level. Though the only nation that's not really aggressive, they're just more, though I guess you could call them more isolated, would be the dwarves.
You have dwarves down there. I'm a dwarf. That's fantastic.
Yeah, dwarves are about everywhere, and the dwarves there, they probably have some of the most, you wouldn't think they would float if you see their ships.
That other boat that's out there, that's not a dwarven ship that went with you, is it?
No. That was here when we got here. It actually helped us get to port. I believe it's crewed by gnomes.
Gnomes? Oh, damn. Well, the size would make a lot of sense. It would not work very well. I mean, you would probably be able to get a few dwarfs in there, but gnomes make a lot more sense in that. Did it tow you? Your ship is drastically larger than that one.
It broke the ice to help us get free.
Oh! I see. Are you on good terms with them? Are they going to help you to get out of this area, or are you? I guess this is more of a conversation with the captain.
Yeah, it's more the captain's affair. Though all I know is we're currently bound to the port until we can get the repairs finished.
Well, if you happen to need additional funds or anything like that, I don't think y'all will have a problem acquiring that.
So then he's in, the last place he takes you is to go survey the damage. It actually looks like so it is the area where the most damage is at is it's not like a super resplendent area, but it's definitely a more of like an officer's type area where it's a little bit nicer. It's like single rooms and not hot bunk situations. It is not the first mate's cabin, but some of the officers' cabins, that's where the damage was at in the ship. And give me a perception check as you are looking around inside here.
16.
So you'll notice that there's ice in some of the areas, like, you know, where it would have been kind of frozen and ice kind of came through. Some of the wood is, like, bowed inward, so something from the exterior part of the ship came in through this area. And while you're looking around at the damage, you actually see down on the water, kind of pointing and looking over the hole, is that first mate standing on top of the water.
Doric will kind of stick his head further out the hole. The hole in the hull. There we go.
I know cats don't like water, but how are you doing that?
So I would say you're probably too far away where you guys can't have a conversation. The person there will kind of, he'll laugh a little bit. He says, supposedly one of his first couple voyages out, they came across a cove at the equator and he found a ring that allows him to walk on water.
Dor will kind of pull himself back in and goes out of the hole and goes,
I can understand. One of my companions has a ring that does magic things for him too. I don't have a ring. I just do magic naturally.
Yeah, so we can go talk to the captain now if you.
Yes,
like.
I would love to meet your commander, Courageous.
I figure she's had enough time now to hear that you're on board and be ready to speak.
Does it appear that, like, they're easily handling the repairs, or that, like, it's something that they need assistance with, or have they got it just taken care of? It's just time.
It's moving along pretty well. It's mostly time and then actually obtaining the materials, because you'll notice they've had to cut. Like, you can kind of see now from the inside, there's areas of the hull where they've cut it clean out because they have to basically reapply areas of the hull. So you can't just, you know, put wood on wood. You have to get the wood, then you have to get it bent and everything else. So you have to do all that, all that processing work. So that's what they're in the process of doing, is kind of getting that ready to basically put... It looks like they're getting ready to put a new section of bow onto the ship.
That makes sense.
But as they take you up onto the deck, the captain is at the helm and currently sitting down looking over a map. And this is a map of Tillandor that they've obviously purchased from the port here. And as he comes up, he says, "We have one of the... I don't believe he's a native, but he did draw our attention at the tavern." And she'll kind of look up.
I am not a dwarf. Now, one of my companions he's not dead yet. He's not dead. Is from Nordica. But yes, I... Hello, may I assume that I am addressing the famous Commander Courageous?
She'll look at you and she says, "You really think that book is real?"
And he'll look at the other one. "I told you there was a book."
Yes, of course. I saw the color of the flag that you were flying. Obviously, that's the same flag from the book. And so I just naturally assumed that this was the ship from the book. I'm glad someone else knows about the book.
Well, that is not the flag from the book. It's the colors are inversed for one, and then for two, I do not even carry the same symbol.
And Dork is just at a loss for words, like just gobsmacked, like jaw open, like are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Considering this vessel is not even 3 years old, and that book is easily 50.
Well,
and I'm the one who made that banner as well. Considering it's mine,
that means Theo was right. Oh dear, I believe I've made an ass out of myself. Well, regardless, I am Doric Meyerwood. It is a pleasure to be upon your fine ship.
You may refer to me as Elise.
Yes, Captain Elise.
I was going to say, preferably Captain ahead of that. So, if you're from Tillandor here, what can you tell me about the weather and we're trying to figure out how best to return.
Well, it is quite cold up here.
Well, that much is apparent.
Did I get the name of the person that was giving me the tour? I don't think I did. Nope.
Nope. You didn't ask, so...
my guide here, pointing at... I'm sorry, I did not catch your name, but I feel this is a moot point at this time. Told me that you came from much more tropical waters, how the ship is built. Unfortunately, I am from the western part of this land. I know a little of the geography and the temperament. Of course, the further south you get, it gets warmer and everything, but from what I recall, you will actually have to travel a little bit north first, which is the way we are actually going. We were trying to make our way to a spire, but being as that you are not from here, you probably don't know about the spires. This will actually be like the third or fourth one that we visited, technically, depending on how you can. He basically has verbal diarrhea, not giving any good information about the actual like weather conditions of the area. Yes, and very
clearly not breathing.
Yeah,
as a stop and inhale afterwards.
But yes, now there is a desert down further south. I would assume it's quite dry there, but again, a boat wouldn't go onto the desert. There are some islands further south. We'll eventually have to go there. There's spires there too. We're here trying to save the world.
Okay, so you're saying that you're from the western side, and I believe currently our plan is to go towards the east. It seems to be at least better waters and not necessarily not as open, which is more to our...
It sounded like you're often among the islands, and there are quite a few islands, if I recall the map correctly, over to towards the east. And of course, there's some in the west also, but I don't know how they would like pirates over there. I ever since reading that book, I've admired pirates. And that was part of why I needed to meet your crew and was overjoyed at the invitation to coming and visiting you.
Well, we don't plan to do much pirating on the way. We needed to just get back home, so Our plan is to go as far as we can without needing to resort to that. And if we head towards islands, there's usually food and possibly even resources to exchange over there. So hopefully that will work in our favor.
Well, yeah, there are quite a few from what I recall. I think some of them are also, you know, again, not super familiar. But I believe there was even a couple islands with the spires on them. And we'll eventually make our way there, too. I don't know exactly. We haven't really talked about it at all, now that I think about it. In fact, the next one we had talked about was actually over towards Shipwreck Bay, which I don't think would be a good place for you to go, you know, shipwreck and all.
Yes, a lot of times those bays have names like that for reasons.
Do you, by chance, do you have spires where you are from?
Depends what you mean by that. Do we have large towers?
Yes. These towers are special. They're magical towers. We're going around getting relics and things from them.
Dork would not normally be having this full-blown conversation telling everything if he was not inebriated. And that is why he's kind of like just letting everything fly. And he wants to impress the pirates also with it, with this, that they're doing this. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Ooh, excuse me. I hate the sudden yawn. So she'll be like, in the terms of like magic towers, it sounds like they're abandoned. Nothing like that is in our homes. Most of our homeland there has... There are some old magic ruins, but nothing to that level, I don't believe. The island folk will probably know more about them because supposedly that's part of how they became what they are now. As for my home in the old Imperium... we never had a collapse like many other nations around there. I know the Corvithians, they are in old fortresses of the former Imperium down there.
Where?
So they probably have stuff like that. Was never a big fan of the Corvithians for their country. It's not exactly a very beautiful place, and their language is very difficult to listen to.
By the way, I should have mentioned this when I introduced. I am a cleric of Eros, and he'll pull out his sigil to show it and everything. And I was very saddened to hear that your cleric of Eros passed in your last skirmish. I must compliment your crew, though. You all did a fantastic job for laymen of rebuilding and repairing the shrine, from what I could tell.
That is good. So, as a cleric of Eros, you should be able to tell. You should be able to help us with weather questions.
Know a thing or two. I wouldn't call myself a man of the weather, though.
Well, here, take a look at some of these, and it's basically books that talk about the storms and the conditions in the Bay of Drakes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, this was the area that I was talking about before, where there are some islands and everything down there. Yeah, yes, now, there are, from what I understand, it's a nice, you know, not a bad area. There's not icebergs or anything down that far south, but Dork will look at the book and try and read it. And see if he can make heads or tails out of what the book is actually saying, because he knows nothing about the weather patterns in that area.
Give me a nature roll, please.
It's a 16.
So, looking at those records, and the part that'd be confusing, especially for somebody who's not from Tillendor, would be like the way like time is tracked. Like, you know, the months are names that they probably don't use, judging by how they're confused by it. And just like the general telling of time. And you can gather that based on what the ship is and kind of how they've described how it sails and what they're looking for, you can tell by these notes that they're about a month away from like their prime conditions for sailing to get into the Bay of Drakes.
So if I'm reading this right, in about a month or so, it should be fairly decent enough weather for you to make it out of here without having to use that little gnomish contraption to get out of here.
Excellent, because they cost us a fortune to get into where we are now.
We visited this one town that was, the gnomes built this elevated road. Theo was so sad it was not fast enough. It really was rather droll.
Oh, the callback episode.
Well, outside of that, I don't think that's he's out.
Definitely interesting.
Yes, the only other gnome I know is a map man. In fact, he might have made some of the maps that you didn't know. He was farther south than here, so he probably didn't make those maps, actually, now that I've pondered on it.
Well, good. So it sounds like about a month out, and then we're, I believe, if I remember from the reports correctly from the crafters on the island there, or on shore, we're about a month out from our repairs being finished, so it should line up pretty well.
That would be a beneficial thing for sure. While I hate that your ship was damaged and you were transported so far away from home, I am glad at the opportunity to come aboard your ship and do anything I can to help with everything.
Well, getting the shrine back together will help with morale, which is always helpful when you're stuck at port.
I will say your crew conducted themselves very nicely in the tavern. They were the most polite and becoming of an individuals. The liquor is more effective as he continues to go along.
Yeah, so she'll be like, that's good. I did tell them all that we do not want anybody to end up in prison from what we heard. It's not great to have that happen in this area.
No, from everything I've been told, my traveling companions, their names are Theo and Guy, by the way. They repeatedly have to remind me to stay out of jail. Guy specifically told me to do better. That being said, I've never actually been in jail. They did almost arrest me for loitering in another village, but that really was not my fault. Yes.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, you can take him down if he wants to get some food before he leaves, or more to drink. He can get a drink. He's helped us out. And all's fair. If we can't afford to pay him in gold, we can at least pay him in food.
I might add that food smelled magnificent when I had some. I didn't have some when we walked by. He gave me a wonderful tour of the Bloody Queen, which, might I add, is a bloody good name, Captain Elise. And he once again chuckles to himself.
Thank you. So as you're having this, wrapping up the conversation there, you'll hear from behind you, somebody say something in Infernal, and you turn around, it's the first mate again. And she says, I'm sorry, please head down to the mess hall there. And like I said, grab yourself some food, maybe some drink. It appears there's more matters to attend to while we're still stuck here in port.
if there is ever anything I can do, should we come across each other's path again, I will be more than happy to help you in any way I can, Captain, and I greatly appreciate all your hospitality.
Likewise.
He'll bow deep, 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 like up to the ground almost, like he may lose his balance, it's that deep, and get that and kind of get back up, steady himself and go, now, I believe someone mentioned food.
Yeah, so your guide will kind of, he'll laugh a little bit, and the first mate and the captain are now speaking
Elven. Yeah, I don't speak Elven, so I have no idea what's going on.
He'll lead you down to the mess hall there and get you some, you can get your food. It's a big pot, and there's a big human there scooping food out from this big pot onto the plates.
Might I say, I walked past earlier and this smelled absolutely wonderful. I look forward to eating this. I haven't had much to eat today. Well, no, I have actually. I guess this is really lunch. But I have had a beverage or two to enjoy with your pirate, your scoundrel pirate friends.
I was just like, that's great. Do enjoy. It means we're doing our job well.
That's adorable. Take his bowl or plate of food and go sit down.
I mean, it's kind of like a combo of the two. It's like one of those like really deep plates, but not like a full bowl. It's like one of the really wide bowls, like a deep plate. It's like somewhere in between the two. And it's basically some meat and like a kind of like almost like a gravy with some vegetable in there, and just kind of like this nice, you know, very filling sort of meal. And there is a keg opened up over there with the drinks that you tried earlier, with cups there, so you can get yourself a cup of that drink.
As full of a cup as he possibly can, because he enjoyed that.
Well, by the way, what did you say this beverage is called, so that I may remember it down the road?
I believe they call it, I don't really know if they call it this, but we get it from the Lapine, and I believe we just refer to it as Rabbit's Paw.
Interesting. I don't find that it tastes much like rabbit.
Never really ate it myself, so I can't confirm or deny.
Dork will drink that along with his quite heartily.
Give me a fortitude, please.
Jeez.
Okay.
Really, I have a +10 on them. I'm in pick.
I know, but you're rolling rather high. So yeah, you'll have your food, and you kind of hang out there a little bit longer, and then they'll once you're done with your food, they'll bring you up and say, "Well, we have to get back to work there, so we're going to turn you loose back into the city and make sure you stay out of trouble."
I will do my best. And should you have any injuries, feel free. Now, eventually we are going to be making our way northwards, but I'm not sure when. If you need me or any of my companions, we are staying at the tavern in town. I believe it is the Broken Bow. Yes. Oh, God. I actually remember it. At the Broken Hole, should you need us for anything.
Well, keep that in mind, and that has been our favorite place
in
the city.
It is wonderful. Might I grab another nosh of this before I leave? I know it's a little much, but
you don't tell anybody, I won't.
Dork will sneak another drink of it as he follows his guide back to... Did we take a boat here? Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Give me another fortitude save, please.
Yes. Yeah. No, I started to click perception. Is what it was. 24.
Oh. Okay. So yeah, you get your other drink there, and they'll bring you down onto the boat, and they'll row you back to shore. And then you can make your way back to the tavern and meet up with your friends.
Stupidly walk back towards the tavern, trying to keep an eye out to make sure that there's no like guards or anything. Make his way back to the broken hull. What time of day is it now?
You'll probably, based on what you were doing, is probably the one who gets there last. So I'd say you would be you'd probably be getting back closer to like a dinner time, I'd say.
Yeah, Dork will just try and make his way back to the broken hull to find Theo and Guy.
Alrighty. Yeah, so that's where we're going to wrap that up there, as you have a little adventure with the pirates.
I was waiting for you to fill one of those saves,
because something would have happened.
Like, I don't believe in cheating. I wanted to fail. Oh, well.
Yeah, I was fully expecting at least one of those fortitudes to fail.
Oh, well. But sign off stuff. All right, so if you have enjoyed Doric's little jaunt to the pirates, the crushing of his dreams that it was not actually the pirate ship from his childhood, and I can't wait for him to actually have to tell Theo that, by the way, you know, give us a rating. If you've enjoyed this, give us 5 stolen beverages, shall we say. Well, it wasn't really stealing. He asked permission. He was polite to the pirates. But 5 adult beverages for this. If you think Dork could have played it a little different, should have played it a little different, I understand. I wish he'd failed a roll or two, also, to be perfectly honest, because I would have liked to see what would happen. But, you know, it's how the dice roll. And after you've given us that rating and review, why don't you come and let us know that you did that by coming and visiting us on Discord. It's probably the easiest way to get in touch with us. We almost always have somebody there, either myself, Silver, Tex, or Jake. Always referred to the guy there. You know, all kinds of fun stuff on there. We share all kinds of different things, some peaks behind stuff, and just what's going on in our lives in the real world. So come visit us. Say hello.
And lately, so just an added caveat onto there, if you're looking for anybody to play Helldivers with, we've been playing Helldivers in the Discord, so you can join us at any point to play Helldivers.
See, I'm on a Mac, for those of y'all who don't know, so yes, I suck. And, of course, I have an Xbox, so Helldivers 2 is not a thing for me. That really makes me mad.
Yeah, he's just mad because we make fun of him for his Mac all the time. Which is understandable why, it's funny. but, no, yeah, so like I said, we definitely have been playing that. Another thing to get in contact with us is to, scream into the void, into the social medias of your choosing, kind of. I think everything but TikTok we're at least somewhat in and kind of aware of. We're not exactly the greatest at checking them all the time, but somebody does try to keep on it and at least look. I know I'm pretty good about checking the Facebook, just because it's part of my routine at least once a week to get in there, and because I tend to share our episode upload notes there, so I try to check it when I'm on there when I do that. Outside of that, I know a couple other social medias. I need to get back into them. New computers are fun like that, and I keep forgetting to set everything back up. But, yeah, so you can always reach out to us by screaming into the void on your social media of choosing like I said, minus TikTok, because none of us use it, apparently. Or, I mean, we use it, just we don't think anybody's ever set anything up for it. Plus, you don't really know how we'd put Fate's Rest into TikTok, so it's kind of a weird thing to put there. And last but not least, our theme of the week. It took me a little bit to think about what I want to do for the theme of the week, and I kind of ran into a bit of a snag. But I figured this will work. So, because we definitely have done at least a retcon here today, let's hear about some of the retcons that either you have done in your games or have had done in your game because nobody could remember what was happening. Let's talk about retcons. Because sometimes that can make things even better.
I like the name. I like the name. I thought it was a very good. It was a very good pirate.
That's a good pirate. That's a good name. I'm pretty sure the original name was Bloody Something, but I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. So yeah.
Well, there.
And as always,
bye.
We love you, and goodbye.